Is it true that non-Jews will be our slaves in the era of Mashiach? There are a number of statements in the Talmud to this effect, Shabbos 32b, Erevin 43b, etc. There are also statements by Sad Yagon and Amunas Vadeus that appear to say the same. Anonymous in Seattle, Washington. You have to understand that sometimes we are colored in our vision by words that have one meaning in a secular society and a different meaning from a Torah standpoint. A slave in secular society has very negative implications. And the kind of slavery that was practiced in the secular society is negative. But that the Torah permits to have non-Jewish slaves, and even under certain circumstances, Jewish slaves, is a different concept of slavery completely. Basically, what it means is that the non-Jewish world in the time of Mashiach will recognize that their service to God has to happen through their connection to the Jewish people, and they enable the Jewish people to serve God and reach high spiritual levels that benefit the entire world by providing the physical infrastructure. And therefore they will be slaves, meaning they will be subjugated to the Jewish people in working together as partners in bringing the world to its perfection. They will be the junior partners, the inferior partner who serve the Jewish people, enabling them to serve God, and they will feel that that is their honor and glory to do that. Just like Eliezer, Eved Avram, was proud of being the Eved of Avram. It wasn't demeaning, just the opposite. It was a position of honor. That's the kind of slavery we're talking about.